I'm Leora Zeitlin, and you're tuned to 90.7 KRWG Las Cruces, 91.3 KRXG Silver City, and we serve the World Wide Web at krwg.org. It is my pleasure to welcome back into our studios Dr. Bill Clark, conductor of the Mesilla Valley Concert Band. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
It's getting close to that time again. You know, yeah. Your heart starts beating.
That's so true. The fall gets everybody's heart beating a little faster. Mm. So Bill Clark, this is a little bit earlier than we usually do it. A week from Sunday, it's October 13th, is the opening season concert of the Mesilla Valley Concert Band. You founded this
32 years ago.
32. Well, you celebrated a couple of years ago, I remember, but you've got about 100 people on that stage. It's if to my listeners, if you've never heard the Mesilla Valley Concert Band, it is always a total treat and standing room only.
It's and I just want to say a word or two about the people in the band. Every year is different, of course, but we have I think close to 100, 96, 97, somewhere in there, and we have several new ones. Several people moved away, and we have 10 or 12 new players that are just technically as proficient as they come, and are musically very open to what we're doing. And it's these people. It's maybe the best band we've ever had.
Oh, wow.
It really is. Hmm. And we have so many good players in there that are pro level, and we have another clarinet player in that section that's already filled with players that can play anywhere, you know. And another one came from the Fort Bliss band. She heard the band, and she says she wanted to play in it, and she came over and auditioned, and of course she's just a super player. And we hadn't had anybody miss except for something I knew about in a rehearsal. And I don't know how long. And so it takes such a commitment by every individual in there. And but it's surprising how their thought processes come together when a band gets together or a group gets together. A band is just a people that come together for a common purpose. And so they all know where we're going. And I try to keep that focus in there so that we know what we're going for, and we never really get there. I've never done a concert that I said that's as good as it gets, but this one has a chance to be very good.
All right, so the concert is a week from Sunday at the Atkinson Recital Hall, and you're featuring a wonderful, interesting composer, Percy Grainger. He was also a renowned concert pianist, and let's talk about him a little bit and the works you're going to play.
Yeah, Percy Grainger was his category, it was just a genius mind. And he was one of the few, as I've mentioned several times, like Kodály and Orff and those people that use folk song material to build pieces on that are way beyond what we currently think of as the intellectual level of a folk song. But like the Lincolnshire Posy, obviously the folk singers who came to Lincolnshire Park or where they evidently were very, very popular. And they did whatever they wanted to, and whatever they wanted to was what the audience wanted. And from the research I've done, and then from just thinking about it and trying to picture where Percy Grainger in getting these pieces, he recorded these folk singers on a wire recorder sometime in the 50s, or maybe it was in the 40s, and then built his pieces on those, and they're extremely difficult, but they're so the product is so well worthwhile.
Yeah, it's a piece that goes on for 18-20 minutes, and it's folk songs, and as Dr. Clark is saying, it's such a delightful piece, and it goes through the whole range of emotions.
Yep.
And written for band.
Yep.
And I know it from way back when interviewing you, it's one of your favorites.
Oh, yeah. And Percy Grainger, his favorite instrument was the soprano saxophone.
So he gives that a lot of attention.
And he has a good solo for soprano saxophone, and we have a terrific player. And
He was Australian, as I recall, Percy Grainger.
You're exactly right.
Of course, from English heritage, and that's why he put all these English folk songs into his music, and setting famous songs for band and for orchestra.
And evidently was a fabulous performer.
Yeah.
I've never heard a recording of any kind of him playing, but I did talk to a lady one time. I just happened to be visiting someone in a hospital in Little Rock, Arkansas, and I talked to a lady we just incidentally met. She was in the hospital in the bed in the other side of the room, and she studied piano with Percy Grainger. She said, it's somebody you've never heard of.
But, but you had.
And so after I got off my knees.
Well, one of the most famous piano concertos in the repertoire is the piano concerto of Edvard Grieg, and Percy Grainger premiered it. He was the pianist,
too. I did not know that.
Yeah, he premiered it for Edvard Grieg. So that just gives you a sense of his stature at the time as a soloist. And sometimes his music is, he has piano works as well, of course,
because
he was a pianist. And so a lot of the concert is wrapped around, well, you've got the Lincolnshire Posy and then a few shorter works.
That's right.
He wrote a bunch of...
Some of the others are, and they're very light.
Yes.
I mean, they're not intellectual giants at all, but they're really good pieces.
They're fun to listen to.
The Irish tune from County Dare, which we know as Danny Boy, and the Shepherd's Hay that follows that is just a little thing that's... about 2 minutes long, and then the Mark Morris just came out. It was, I think he wrote that as a piano piece, but I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. But it's kind of like the Shepherd's Hay, but just a delightfully happy piece and very short. And woodwinds have to be really, really good players. And
so this concert is next week with the Messiah Valley Concert Band. When did you start rehearsing?
This will be our fourth rehearsal.
Oh my gosh! I bet all those 100 players are home practicing this minute.
we're also playing a piece by Eric Whitaker.
Oh yeah.
Sleep. And Kathy Hill, who is a marvelous conductor, just
she's terrific. She's one of our local conductors, I'll add. She taught for years and years at Mayfield High.
And had one of the best high school orchestras I've ever heard at Mayfield. Mm-hmm. And she's conducting, she conducts one on most every concert. Her husband is the principal trumpet player, and he was in the Air Force Band, and is really good. But this piece is... vocal that never was written for voices, but it has that, you'll hear that in it, and it is a terrific piece.
Yeah, it was written originally for voices, or no?
It was written for band. He wrote it for band.
Yeah, Eric Whitaker is mostly known as a choral composer,
that's right.
But of course he has written other things, and he's one of the... I don't know, he wasn't the first, but he's been a proponent of these cluster chords, these just unbelievable chords that in the choir sounds incredible. I'm sure in the band it will too.
Well, and he puts them in such a strategic place in the music. He is a master at getting to a climactic point and making everything come together at the same time. It's just a terrific piece. It'll be very enjoyable for everybody.
Since I have you here and you're a conductor and you know everything about music, tell us what a cluster chord actually is.
Well, a cluster chord is a chord that's not triads. A triad is built in thirds, C, E, and G. You know, and a cluster chord, we may have that in there, but it will also have other things that color the chord, and it colors it in a way that I won't go deeply into because I can't. I'm not that smart, but it's physics, and it's the different... partials in the chords that are created,
and overtones,
and it's based on the overtone series. And people who do that know where those will occur correctly, and you'll still hear the C chord, but you hear all these other things around it, which gives it a richness that is really, really pretty astounding.
It can be extremely dramatic, and sometimes there's a dissonance in it because he's got these other notes going on, but always really somehow very powerful and gorgeous. So that's music of Eric Whitaker, and anything else on the program we should know about?
Oh, just Sousa, and we're doing a Mozart piece that's just been done for band, Ave Verum Corpus, and it's very... It's just beautiful. with good bands can play it really well, and a bad band will really not shouldn't touch it, you know.
And who arranged it for a band?
It's Joseph Crines.
Okay.
And I have not played his pieces before, but he did a terrific job with this.
Huh. So music from Mozart all the way to through Granger and to Eric Whitaker and
we're going to close with a piece that I've had 100 people call me and say, play it again, please. That Jitterbug that we played as an encore at the last concert last year.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
And people really enjoyed it, and it's real well scored. Robert Buckley's a really good person.
Now, as I recall from our many other interviews with you, Bill Clark, you always have a Sousa march or some sort of a march.
Fairest of the fair, Sousa.
Why is that a necessity for the Mesilla Valley Concert Band?
It isn't only. It's only because that's just one of the things that I get out of being the director. I'm the one who decides.
and
Sousa had a way with marches that nobody else really had except in an isolated circumstance. But Sousa has 127 of them, and I bet 70 of them are really great.
And
I just don't want that to die.
And it's a reminder of the roots of the of a wind band.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
you bet.
Yeah, military bands. My guest is Bill Clark, Dr. Bill Clark. He's the conductor and one of the founding conductors of the Mesilla Valley Concert Band. Any other guest conductors in the upcoming concert besides Kathy Hill?
Not on this one, but we will have a couple for the December concert. I'm not real sure who that is. Now, we'll have four or five. I'm trying to use people in the band that are currently high school band directors, middle school band directors, very talented people, and don't get a chance to be in front of a group like this. And so it's just such a good learning experience for them, and it's good for everybody.
Yeah. The concert is going to be next Sunday. That's October 13th at 3 o'clock at the Atkinson Recital Hall.
Right.
Thank you so much for coming in. We're going to go out with a couple of tunes that will be on the concert by Percy Granger. And just, I guess, since I have the CD here, it tells me his birth and death dates. In case you never heard of Percy Granger, you definitely have heard some of his music. He was born in 1882 and he died in 1961. We're going to hear Frederick Fennell, really the father of the modern symphonic wind band.
That's right.
Conducting the Eastman Rochester Orchestra, not a band in this case, in the very famous Irish tune from County Derry that Dr. Clark was talking about, we better known as Danny Boy. And then I'm going to try and, if I can find it in our library, grab a CD of the Mesilla Valley Concert Band from some years ago with Bill Clark conducting. Thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you. It's always a pleasure.